welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Yo.
We're on the fifth issue of this... Nice. Go ahead, grab it now. You're going to stop me. Crisis on Infinite Earth story arc. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last four episodes. And just the rest of the shows. Why not? Because we're awesome. Yeah. I do want to just jump in here real quick and give a quick shout out to my friend Joe over at Wreck My Podcast for our theme song. I haven't shouted him out in a while. So, yeah, there we go. Just check them out. Check out Wreck My Podcast. They're a great show.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I have actually listened to a couple of them now.
Good.
And they're fun. They have a lot of nostalgia shit in there.
Yeah, they do, which is awesome. But let's go ahead and get back to our comics. And we start out this one, issue number 5, and we have a quick panel here of the Other talking with...
I like calling him the Shadow Master.
Shadow Master works too. We'll get a name here at the end of of this issue.
But he's talking to Psycho Pirate.
Yep, Psycho Pirate.
These little back and forth were so annoying with those two.
It really was because Psycho Pirate's like whining, like, I want to do this. Yeah. Let me do this.
You said you'd give me an Earth to control all their emotions.
And the
Monitor's like, shut up, bitch.
The other.
The other guy.
We don't know his name yet.
He's like, dude, I can replace you with some girl named, hell, I don't remember what it says right here. Phobia?
Yeah, he says Phobia, and he says Raven.
Yeah.
Although he can't get a hold of Raven, because the monitor couldn't even get a hold of Raven.
Every time I call her, she just doesn't answer, man.
But yeah, Phobia would do the same thing. All he
wants him is to cast fear, basically.
He needs this individual, somebody that can fuck with emotions, at a certain time.
Yeah.
Until then, he can literally just go fuck off. He doesn't care.
And I'm Psycho Pirate's like, come on, dude, give me something to do. I'm bored. Give me something to do. Give me something to do. And he's like, God damn it, I will slap the fucking face off you. Which actually he did when they first met.
Which is great.
But anyways.
So we go back to the monitor's satellite, and Lila is waking up. She's not Harbinger anymore. And she's crying because, you know, I killed him. I couldn't stop myself.
He was my daddy.
Yeah. And Pariah's trying to comfort her. And as they are... doing this, the monitor comes on because
the monitor
he recorded a message to Lila saying, look, I knew this was gonna happen. I knew what was going on. I've known for a while.
Check out my chops.
But what I ended up doing was this was planned. Like, you were supposed to do this, because what happened by you killing me released the last bit of energy to merge both the Earth together and stop.
The only way that I could save them was by putting them together and away from what's happening to everything else.
Yeah. And we do get told that there are three universes left.
Other than those two.
Yeah, Earth 1 and Earth 2 are, I guess you could say, off the board at the moment.
They're protected indefinitely until the other ones, you know.
And so now there are three Earths left, and the monitor is like...
Earth X, Earth S, and Earth...
Four, I think, yeah. Which I think Earth 4 is where Blue Beetle's from.
Yes. Yes, that is correct.
So, the monitor is just saying, like, alright, you did this, but they're, even though they are merging, they're still in danger. They're not going to be taken over by my other yet, but we still need to find a way to save them. Because he was moving everything faster than I anticipated, I could not get everything attuned correctly. So... you still have to go do this on your own. There's five Earths remaining, or five universes remaining. Yeah. Go save them.
And then Alex Luthor pops out, and he's a full-grown teenage kid.
I would say he's probably young adult. I would say maybe 18, 19.
Yeah, that's what I was putting him at. Somewhere between 17 and, you know, 19.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he discovered that I'm both positive and negative manner, and that I have instructions on how to help the world survive. But first, we have to,
take time to give him a proper burial, which... okay,
they blast
great.
Him out into space.
Very Star Trek-y.
The Final Frontier.
Yep.
Anyways. Then
they did
go...
that to Spock in episode 2. Or in the second movie. Yeah. Not the original.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rathacon. Con!
But then we go back to Psycho Pirate, Tornado, Red Tornado,
yep.
and random unnamed Shadow Master.
that we've already named, but didn't name.
Yeah. And then the Flash shows up.
Yep.
And he's like, and then Psycho Pirate's like, oh, Flash, I'm going to make you scared. Booga, 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 booga.
Yeah. So this is what happened to the Flash. He got taken before. Like I said, allegedly it was supposed to be that the antimatter got him.
Yeah.
Well, the other being got him and brought him here.
Same difference, kind of.
In a way.
But anyways.
We go back to Earth.
There's basically Earth. All this kind of messed up, timey-wimey.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say Earth 1 or Earth 2. It's just Earth. And we've got dinosaurs in London. We've got, like, biplanes flying with future planes. In London. yeah, you're right. Like, all of these, every timeline is merging together in, like, as the Earths are overlapping each other.
And then we go to the next page, and we've got Harbinger, who gathered all these heroes from all different... Like, we've got...
Earth 1, Earth 2.
We've got three elongated mans in there.
Nope, we've got one elongated man. We got Plastic Man, and we've got... I can't remember. Is that Mercury?
I don't know. The red guy?
Yeah, it's part of the Metal Man. Sorry.
They all look like elongated mans to me.
Whatever. But yeah, we literally have everybody from Earth 1, Earth 2 on the monitor ship.
And what's with these little scuba dudes down at the bottom? Scuba Steve and the Scuba Clan?
I believe those are the Challenges of the Unknown. I could be wrong.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I know you have no idea. but they have heroes and villains both.
And there's Martian Manhunter down there.
Yep.
I recognize some people in here.
Thanks,
CW DC shows.
Yeah, well, there we go. And they're basically saying, look, we have one final plan. You guys need to, you know, basically listen to us. And it's funny because there are definitely some people who knew that Harbinger was, you know, like Firebrand, for example.
So there's something off with her.
Yeah. Like she brought all of us here before, and now the monster is dead because she killed him. And she even says that Harbinger says she killed him. And Firebrand's like, well, why should we listen to you? Like,
and Pryor's like, look, you need to listen to her. This is all part of the monitor's plan. He knew it was going to happen. And then Alex comes out and he's like, you know, basically explains everything that needs to happen.
Yeah, basically, if they don't stop the Earth 1 and or the Universe 1 and Universe 2 from merging, everybody will blow up. Everybody's going to die.
And then here we got Swamp Thing making his appearance, which he just says, yes, the Earth's changing. It's becoming dark and corrupt.
He shows up again later.
Barely.
Whatever. like, all the while, we've got everybody on Earth. Like, the Earth's kind of freaking out, which is just
fun. What
the
fuck is this thing with the six eyes right here?
That's something from... Ron. So, that's Adam Strange from the planet Ron. And that
planet?
R-A-N-N. Ran? Ran, sorry. Planet Ran.
Yeah, planet Ron's a different place.
Whatever. And that was something from the planet's past.
Gotcha.
So, again, it's the universes.
Yeah. All mixed together.
Timelines all mixing together.
Everything's all jumbled.
But
dude, I do love Alex Luthor's little red fro there. Like, that's super 80s.
Yeah, it is, dude.
I feel like he should have a band.
Okay, I'll look at that. So we go back to the Green Lanterns. Like, we've got a ship of Green Lanterns because flying in because their rings don't work. And they see that the... Guardians are all captured.
In a stasis beam.
Yep. And then something blows up.
And they all go flying around.
So, yeah.
Dude, what's with the half-chicken-looking lantern there? And then there's, like, one that looks like a...
Oh, they're all alien beings. Like, not all the Green Lanterns are from Earth.
Well, yeah, obviously. So. But I just thought it was funny. They're all humanoid.
Looking.
Yeah, they're all humanoid-looking, except for that, like, octopus.
The little blob thing at the front. Yeah.
Anyway.
Ooh, is that Baz? Oh, I think that is. Who's Baz? The squirrel.
Oh, okay. Anyways, so we go to Earth 1, and there's a saber-toothed tiger jumping to attack Lois until old Superman uppercuts it.
Yeah, and then there's two Supermans just talking to Lois, and Lois is just
my
dream come true.
And Superman's like, hey, up top. And then Superman's like, oh, and Lois is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Anyways,
we go back to also Earth 1, and Alfred had called Batman over because Anthro and his bear tribe, that whole cave just appeared
in that cave.
In Wayne Manor. What I find interesting of this scene in particular is, well, two things. One, not only is the superheroes in Wayne Manor, but so are the villains.
So now they know who Batman is.
Not necessarily. Because Alfred is part of Gotham City.
But
could have
he say...
He does not say Master Wayne.
Oh, yep. Okay, good. I thought he did.
Yeah.
Because normally, you know.
Exactly. But when there's other people around, he knows not to. So he calls Gotham's protector. Well, Gotham's protector is with a bunch of group of people, or a big group of people. So let's bring everybody we can. There's that. Then there's Anthro, who is... And his people, all of them, are staring at this new house, this new actual other articulate people, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Later on, and I'm going to say this now because we don't need to point out later. Later on, he sees something like futuristic, Anthro does, and he's like, no, I better not say anything to them. They still think I was
crazy
yeah, from,
yep.
from seeing the city.
Yep.
Motherfuckers, they all saw... Uh-huh. A man dressed as a bat.
Maybe anyway. They were on hallucinogenics.
Maybe. Well, maybe.
We go back to the Flash and the Red Tornado and the
Psycho Pirate.
Thank
and,
you.
Yep. And the other. And the other is infusing Psycho Pirate. No, I'm sorry.
The
Red Tornado.
Red Tornado with some of his own.
Yep. And he's going to send them back to the heroes. So yep. It's almost like he's planting a Trojan horse of sorts.
There's nothing so really important that's going on.
Well,
in space,
okay, so what all this was is the Harbinger had nobody on the mother ship, mother satellite, was willing to side with her at the moment.
Yeah.
So what Alex had suggested, along with Harbinger and Priya, is like, go to yours, check out, make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
And then come back. If you don't want to come back, we understand. If you come back, great. So that's what everybody was doing. They all went back down to the Earth to check everything out. While that's happening, we do get Red Tornado shows up and is, I'm not going to say attacking, but he's having some issues. They are able to stop him. I think a lot of the sorcerers.
Yeah, it takes four or five of them. Yeah,
And then they find out, oh, it was Red Tornado. He must have been on the Fritz, which they're not going to question because everything's going apeshit crazy at the moment. What that entails, though, is every hero's like, all right, look, shit's fucked up. We're in. We're all going to help. So they all get back onto the mother ship and. Alex has got plans. Like he said the monitor had another plan in place, and I'm gonna pull you, what, five people. You're gonna help while everybody else is doing other stuff around the Earth to help it. You're gonna do this particular mission. The people he grabs are Steel, Dr. Light, Starfire, Hawkman, and Black Condor. I don't remember
what
the other guy
Black
is.
Black Condor, I think.
Black Condor. Okay.
Or maybe just Condor. I don't know.
One of those. Like, he's talking to them, and as he's talking to them, though, the satellite comes under attack and ultimately gets destroyed. And it's revealed that the other...
Well, Flash is like, why don't you show yourself? What are you afraid of, bitch?
Yeah.
And he's like, you want to see me? I'll show you me.
And so we are introduced to the Monitor. This is the Anti-Monitor.
Yeah, but he says, call me the Monitor, yeah. Which doesn't make any sense because afterwards he refers to himself as Anti-Monitor also.
Does he? I thought everybody else just referred to him as Anti-Monitor.
Oh, maybe.
We'll get to that in the point.
Anyways.
But yeah, we'll get a better picture of him in the next issue, but like his face is all mechanical, although you can see like...
Except for like real teeth?
I think those are his teeth, but they are... They have, like, these tubes coming out of his mouth.
He actually kind of reminds me of Apocalypse a little bit.
In a way.
Like, the way his head's shaped and stuff.
This is not the Anti-Monitor that... Before I read the story, I knew.
Yeah, because
we get that later on.
Yeah. Because this threw me off because like I was used to him like in the DC deck builder.
Exactly.
Which, yeah, I will refer to that a lot because that's the most of my DC knowledge base.
Yep. That's why you're on this show.
Yeah.
Our last page here is on Earth X, and we've got
the Phantom Lady right here. I'm just going to throw out. She's got some nice tits.
Yeah, she always did.
I never heard of her until this point in time, but.
But we've got.
Just like Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam and the Freedom Fighters. This is a world where World War II went in favor of the Germans,
right?
Yep. And so Uncle Sam is still fighting the good fight, even though the rest of the world has kind of bowed down to Hitler and his heirs.
Dude, who's the nuclear dude? The human bomb.
Human bomb. Yeah.
Like wearing the rad suit. Like,
well, yeah, he has to because every part of him.
I know, but yeah. it cracked me up.
Yeah, because it's that's what it is. And that's how we end this episode. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Crisis on Infinite Earths.